From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili said today that Georgia will never allow itself to be broken into pieces. Georgia says Russian planes continue to bomb villages outside the disputed breakaway region of South Ossetia, even though Russian President Dmitry Medvedev called for an end to its military operations inside Georgia. NPR's Moscow correspondent Gregory Pfeiffer reports.
The Georgian government said in a statement that Russian jets had bombed three villages and that Russian troops had destroyed an ambulance outside South Ossetia. Tbilisi's attempt to take control over its pro-Moscow breakaway province last Thursday prompted Moscow's attack against Georgia. In Moscow, French President Nicolas Sarkozy held talks with his Russian counterpart in an effort to persuade Moscow to sign a peace agreement with Georgia. Speaking in the Kremlin with Sarkozy ahead of the meeting, Medvedev said Russia wants to see all Georgian troops leave South Ossetian territory and for Tbilisi to sign a legally binding pledge not to use force in the future. Moscow again today said it does not want to talk to Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.
A 30-day public comment period is now underway on a Bush administration proposal to overhaul parts of the Endangered Species Act. The new rules, which would not require approval of Congress, would let federal agencies rather than independent experts decide whether protected species would be further endangered by highways, dams, mines, and other projects. Independent reviewers have been used for more than 30 years. The changes would accomplish through regulation what conservative Republicans have not been able to do in Congress, end some of the environmental reviews that some federal agencies and private construction firms say cause delays. The Commerce Department says the U.S. trade deficit fell 4% in June. It was the smallest deficit in 3 months and smaller than Wall Street analysts had predicted. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The drop came from a record surge in exported goods and services, fueled by the dollar's decline that's made U.S. products cheaper overseas. Those exports offset another surge in imported petroleum, which is selling at record levels. Balanced out, the trade deficit in June dropped to just under $57 billion. The Bush administration says this is evidence its trade policies are working. Critics point out the deficit is still far higher than when President Bush took office. Demand for imported consumer goods like TVs, clothing, and furniture has also weakened, a sign of the current economic slowdown in the U.S. Economists worry the slowdown could spread to Europe and Asia, making the surge in U.S. exports to those places short-lived. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks are down in early trading. The Dow Industrials down 64 points at 11,719. The Nasdaq Composite down 8. This is NPR News. American Michael Phelps has joined an elite group of athletes who have won 9 Olympic gold medals during their careers. Only 4 others have reached that mark. From Beijing, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Michael Phelps now has 3 gold medals and 3 world records in 3 finals in Beijing. That brings his career gold medal collection to 9, and that puts Phelps in rare company with superstar runner Carl Lewis and superstar swimmer Mark Spitz. Spitz also holds the record for most gold medals in a single Olympics with 7 at the 1972 Munich Games. Phelps has entered in 5 more events here in Beijing, so he has the chance to eclipse the Spitz mark. First, though, is Wednesday's 200-meter butterfly. Phelps is the favorite. He has 9 of the 10 fastest times in the race. If he wins, he'll become the most decorated gold medalist ever, and he'll be halfway to 8 for the Beijing Olympics. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Beijing.
Also at the Olympics, the U.S. women's softball team got off to a strong start with an 11-0 victory over Venezuela, and the U.S. men's gymnastic team brought home the bronze medal, doing better than many had expected, while China won the gold. The Taliban in Pakistan is taking responsibility for a roadside bomb attack that killed at least 13 people today on the outskirts of the northwestern city of Peshawar. The explosion on a bridge killed mostly military personnel and set their vehicle on fire. The Taliban warned of more attacks as Pakistan's military has continued an air campaign to drive Taliban fighters out of the area where they've conducted many attacks over the past year. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.